I don't have any announcements to make other than I'm here just to witness what I think will be a wonderful, emotional, and exciting evening. I know this has been a night that has been 19 years in the making, and you can feel the energy in the city. It's palpable. And what I find particularly interesting is, as I've traveled the league the last week, the question I got most frequently was from people within the NHL family, you going to Winnipeg Monday night? Because everybody knows that this is going to be a special night. We don't get to tonight without Mark Chipman and David Thompson and the great fans here in Winnipeg. And I and Bill Daly and David Zimmerman are here with me. We're here because we want to be. There's no place else we'd rather be tonight. And with that, I'll be happy to take your questions.
Gary, in line with that, what has changed in this market from 96 to, I guess, 2011 to now that has made it work, that has made it a viable place again? Or I guess what has changed in the league and Winnipeg that's made it
successful? Well, there the three predominant factors, you know, it's always hard to boil complicated questions down to simple answers. Mark Chipman and David Thompson, one. The MTS Center, two. And a system that we have that enables all of our clubs to be competitive and afford to be competitive and still be stable is number three. And the combination of that, the fact that there are great fans here in Winnipeg, that's not something new. We've always known that.
Gary, has the success here so far, has it changed the NHL's thinking or the other ownership's thinking about small markets in any way, do you think?
Well, you're suggesting that their thinking was one way that wasn't in favor of smaller markets, and that's never been the case. It's the reason that we worked so hard to get a system that enabled all clubs without regard to market size to be competitive, a system that shares revenues with the players, that has a salary cap and a minimum, and that has revenue sharing.
And on another subject, about a week ago or so, a very respected official, Paul Dvorsky, retired.
Yes.
And I'm wondering what you could share with us in terms of what the league has for progress in identifying and maybe cultivating new, younger officials to fill in behind guys like Paul Dvorsky.
Steve Walkham has developed the program. He's our chief of staff that is one that creates a framework where we can identify talent. We hold camps. We are tracking potential talent. We're recruiting, and we're training and coaching prospective officials as they develop. He actually, at the last general managers and board meeting, gave a presentation as to what we do to critique and coach and recruit, and got an ovation for it. So it's something that a lot of work is being put into, and frankly, this isn't the forum to get into it, but if you're curious, we can arrange for him to give you a full presentation.
Since they've returned, I'm over here to your left.
Yes, since
the Jets have returned here, what has stood out most about this market to you in your mind?
Well, what stands out isn't something that's an epiphany. The fact is, this has always been a market that we knew was passionate about hockey. The team, when it left, was a victim of circumstances. The government agreement was over. There was no prospect of a new building. There was nobody that wanted to own a team here. That's why I opened by saying, without Mark Chipman, David Thompson, this building, and the great fans who's wanted a team in all those years and have been waiting 19 years for this playoff game, that's what brought it back together. And that's why when the circumstances presented themselves, coupled with a system that makes a team competitive if it's being well run, and obviously this team is being well run, that's why when the opportunity presented itself for us to come back, it wasn't an issue. In fact, it was a great opportunity, which we're thrilled we took. That's it? Here we go.
Gary, just any update on Vegas or Seattle?
No.
Any kind of
no.
You can give us
some
expansion?
I know there's been a lot of speculation about it. What I'm hearing is that the season ticket drive has gone and is going extraordinarily well. When we get to the board meeting in June, I will report to the board as to where things stand based on the expressions of interest, and we'll figure out then what, if anything we want to do.
Following up to that, I know this is not an expansion franchise, this was a relocation, but is there anything that if a Vegas gets a team or the next expansion team is, that can learn from what this, what True North has done here and have success based on that?
My guess is Mr. Foley in Vegas had some conversations with Mark Chipman about the mechanics of doing a season ticket drive. Obviously, the time frames are a little different because here it took 20 minutes, but everybody knew a team was coming. What they're doing in Las Vegas to gauge interest is ask people to commit and give a deposit on a franchise that doesn't exist. But I think in terms of introducing a team to a market, whether it's an introduction or reintroduction, I don't know how anybody could have done it better than the Winnipeg Jets did here.
Gary, when you say extraordinarily well, has Foley reached his goal of 10,000?
I'm not commenting on the cap, on the count. Ultimately, that'll be for him to do at the appropriate time. But he's doing well, very well.
Could you speak to is that the first step, though, and then it's corporate support? Well, and how much communication do you have with him?
He's keeping us periodically updated on what's going on. But again, let's remember the origin of this. He wanted an opportunity to gauge the level of interest in professional sports in general, and a hockey team in particular in Vegas, so that he could decide whether or not it was worth continuing to pursue. From our standpoint, we were happy to let him do that because, as I think everybody knows, Las Vegas is not your typical market, and if there's going to be any movement forward, it's good to know where things stood, because obviously if the market wasn't going to support the ticket drive, he was going to lose interest and drop out, and that would have been the case.
Following up to Nick's question, do you have any idea timeline-wise how much longer Mr. Foley was going to take to report back to you or you guys to decide on anything?
He's under no time pressure. My guess is that before I go to the board meeting in June, and it's being done in conjunction with the award show, which has historically for the last few years been in Las Vegas, not for any other reason, I'll report to the board where things stand, because I'm sure I'll have a complete briefing as to where the drive actually stands in terms of count.
I believe it was reported after the first season here that Winnipeg was not a user of the revenue sharing, but rather a contributor. Are you able to comment on whether that's remained in effect? Or?
Bill, do you remember? So is Winnipeg a contributor, a receiver, or a neither? I don't remember. Neither. They're neither writing a check nor receiving one, which means they're doing pretty well. But that could always change. You know, it depends on the relative revenues of the Jets compared to the other teams. Good. Anybody else? Going, gone. Thank you. Enjoy the evening. It should be special.